The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America. Streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
It's the crew. We're here. We're live. We're at Santee. We're in Santee, South Carolina. I'm here with Brendan Sweeney, my good friend and playing partner today, in the first annual Santee Winter Four Ball Classic. What a good time, Brendan. Welcome.
Hey, Frank. Thanks, man. You played lights out today.
I don't know what I was doing.
I've known you since 2008.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And
I've never seen you break 75 before, but you went crazy. 74?
Yeah, shot a 74.
A grumpy 74.
Well, I was unhappy because I was at one time 3 under par.
Well, I tell you what, the best thing of the day could be that quite possibly James, our playing partner, had a little Titleist driver in his bag.
No, it was in his trunk, and we started on 17 today, by the way.
I feel like Dick Cavett here, by the way.
Yeah, this is great.
Sitting on the couch at the Clark's Inn.
By the way, we're at the Clark's Inn. Let's go ahead and throw that out there. And let's get some applause for the Clark's Inn. Come on. Hey. And whatever. Well, they won't applaud.
Dick Cavett.
This couch is great. Gorgeous leather.
We didn't ask
anyway,
that.
So, yeah, we I put a new driver in the bag today. New driver in play today.
Yep.
And it changed my life.
And you're playing from the old guy tees.
You didn't have to go there.
It's the first time.
It's the first time I've gotten to play from the
gentleman's tees.
The gentleman's tees. Well,
yes.
Spoken. That was well done. Thank you.
We're
should. Here, I'm going to shoot you. But I had a great round, man. I was excited. And thanks to you, because you clubbed me a few times. And
I tell you, I was playing poorly, but my caddy background came into effect. And I'll take credit for you shooting a fine round of 74.
First time on this golf course.
And that was great.
By the way,
Santee National
Golf Club. For those of you who are listening, you got to be here. I mean, this place is incredible. We're here at Clark's. We've just had dinner. Everybody's in right now.
Yep.
And let's say right now, if you want to come to Clark's and play some golf on Santee National, Lake Marion, the course is right around here.
It's amazing.
It's $98 or $100 a night to stay here at Clark's.
It includes
breakfast.
And they're,
are you kidding?
And they're celebrating their 71st year.
Yeah.
So this place is built for the people out there in the Golf Talk America land.
It is.
Prior to I-95 being built, this was the joint to come to. This almost reminds me, it's the holiday season right now, and my wife is addicted to Hallmark TV. This is a Hallmark movie right now.
This is a Hallmark movie. This is a Hallmark place.
I mean,
we're sitting in what is basically the equivalent
of
the Butler cabin right now, with the wood on the walls and the dark green. It's absolutely mistletoe. Who's got the mistletoe? Kitty is under the mistletoe with Claudio. Stop it, Claudio. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath. There you go. Anyway, Brendan, great time today, man.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Fun time.
This place is truly a gem. There's like 14 golf courses around here. If you guys are looking to do a buddy trip, this is the ultimate destination. You're 5 hours from Orlando, where I live. You're like three hours from Atlanta.
Well, an hour out of Columbia.
Yeah.
Flying to Columbia.
Charleston.
Come here. Charleston,
yeah.
South Carolina is just down the road.
It is great golf.
Yeah, it is great golf. The food was incredible tonight. What did you have?
I had a prime rib.
I did, too. The prime rib was
good. We were sitting next to each other. We should have noticed what you were eating.
Well, mine was rare. Yours looked like it. You wanted it more
than medium?
Yeah, yours was medium. Mine was rare.
It was good.
Mine went, It was good. I love it.
It's all good.
Blood and gore everywhere.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a great day at golf. The weather is fabulous. Our team
it was 76 degrees today.
Our team did well. But the great thing about this is the first event that the four balls has taken on. But we have people from Canada. We have people from
Youngstown,
Ohio, Canada, Chicago, my hometown. A bunch of Southsiders are here. And actually we played the name game with Richie from the Southside. He went to St. Rita High School. My football coach went to St. Rita's. So we know a lot of people from the same neck of the woods. But it's just a way for people to have golf and bring people together and just have a great time.
Yeah.
So, hey, are you guys having fun out there?
Are y'all having fun? Is everybody having fun? Let's hear it. Come on, let's hear it. Having fun? Yeah, there you go.
Cool. Yeah. Cool, cool.
So today we play Santee National.
Right.
Never seen the course.
No.
We started on number 17.
Yes.
Out of the chute, what do?
Birdie.
Out of the chute. Yep. Out of the chute, and that just set the tone for the day. Now, we're waiting on the tally from our good friend from Tour Edge, who's sponsoring, one of the sponsors
Tom
here.
Tom Henderson.
Well, we don't know where Tom is. He's missing in action right now. Probably still napping, do you think? He's napping.
No, Tom. He's the hardest working man in golf.
Hardest working man in show business.
Absolutely.
We're waiting on the scores, but we think that our team is in first place.
Well, I tell you what. Not only are we having a great time here, but this place here in Santee, South Carolina.
Yeah.
I tell you, we're playing Lake Marion tomorrow.
Lake Marion, which is just fabulous golf course.
Yep.
We played it the other day. We played 9 holes over there.
And then we played at Santee Cooper.
We did. Santee Cooper. Yep. Country Club.
And then today we played at Santee National.
Yep.
And then, you know, the Villas, the Clark's Inn, there's the rooming, just staying here.
The housing is great here.
Amazing. And what we're looking to do at my place up in French Lake, Indiana, is we want to build some of these villas.
Yeah.
And I was taking pictures today, and they're all great.
I know. That's why you cost me a stroke by taking pictures today, by the way.
You know what? I started drinking beer on the back nine.
I know you did. I didn't.
I know.
Did I have one drink on the golf course today?
Yeah, and then what happened on the 10th hole?
I don't want to talk about the 10th hole. That was not one of my favorites.
You went down like a bum on a ham sandwich,
no,
my man.
No, I didn't. Okay, I just pulled it.
No, but you had
creek.
A 74 with a 7.
I did. I had a 7 today, and I had a 74.
Yeah, you played great, Frank.
Well, thank you. I had a good time. So let's go back to Clark's for a minute, and I can't say enough about this place. It sounds like an infomercial. This is not. This is PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews, we miss you, pal. The Internet's
Frank,
an issue
Frank
here,
misses
so we
you.
Can't have you. Tim doesn't miss
me.
I mean, you don't miss Tim?
Because I went to a superior college than he did.
He went to EIU, didn't he?
No, he went to Southern Illinois.
Oh, really?
I went to Eastern Illinois.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to cut his pay in half.
Well, you could double my salary, too.
It's done.
It's a done deal,
anyway,
my man.
I don't know where I was going. Tell him, you've got all the notes. Go ahead. You go.
Well, the cool thing about where they have Todd Miller on the line here pretty soon.
Todd Miller is the head professional.
Over at Lake Marion.
Lake Marion. Well, he's also over Santee, isn't he? National.
At Santee Cooper.
Santee National.
Santee Cooper.
Santee Cooper?
Yes.
Is it Santee Cooper?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, well, I accept your apology.
But Miss Kitty's telling us what's going down.
Miss Kitty's cool.
Yes.
She's cool. She runs this place with an iron fist. The employees are terrified.
No, she's not.
You see them walk by, and they're shivering and shaking.
No way.
Scared to death. This is the happiest group of employees I've ever seen.
Outside of Indiana.
Well, just about the same, to be honest.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's
so where were you going with all that?
No, but Todd Miller, our head pro over out there, he does a lot of work.
He's a hard-working guy.
He runs two golf courses. But the cool thing that he does, he puts on a Patriot Day golf day for Folds of Honor.
Oh, does he?
And over the last 5 years, he's raised a ton of money for the veterans and their families.
Well, your phone goes off on the golf course today, and it's Major Ed calling you
Major
for whatever reason.
Major Ed Polito.
You still owe him money? What?
No, heck. Our check's clear with him. It's all good. It's all
Major
good.
Ed Polito from Folds of Honor. Major Ed, hello. We know you listen, so we love you, pal.
Freedom is not free, and what these guys do for kids of the fallen veterans, putting them through college, it's absolutely amazing. So
where is Todd?
No, he'll be here soon.
Where is Todd?
But we're gonna have some great guys on the show tonight. We're gonna have
who are we gonna have?
Schott Schuller, who is the Titanic Tannenbaum of.
No, whoa. Titanic
Thompson.
Right? Yep. Titanic Thompson. Who is Titanic Thompson?
He was a legend in the Midwest from Indiana, who was probably one of the first true golf hustlers of his time. He would go around and play games and pick up some cash on the side and move from town to town. He took Joe Louis for all his cash.
Yeah, took Joe Louis to bankruptcy, didn't he?
In French Lake, Indiana. Absolutely.
In French Lake, Indiana.
Yeah, but we're going to have Ricky Saucier. We're going to have Todd Miller. We're going to have Katie Collier from the Clark Inn right here. So
yeah.
Let's look forward to the next couple of good minutes of the show.
It's going to be a good show tonight. Everybody, we're going through some stuff right now. It's December, so everything's sort of winding down. I say winding down. we're getting to the point in the season where we focus on what Christmas is all about.
True.
And which is about the birth of our Savior. So, which is great. And if you look around this place, how is this place decorated?
It is. It's
like a Hallmark movie.
This is a Hallmark channel right here.
Yeah, it is. So, with that being said, maybe we should take a break, rest, figure out what the heck we're going to say next, and then come back with a lot of guests. Everybody, you're listening to Golf Talk America tonight live from Santee, South Carolina.
Exit 98.
Exit 98 off of 95. And what's the name of this tournament?
This would be the Santee Four Ball Classic.
Winter Classic. The Santee Four Ball Winter Classic. And we'll be right back after a couple of, well, you won't notice it because you won't hear the commercials. But we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. I love that music.
I love that music.
It reminds me. Get the blunt. Get the margaritas out, baby.
Fire up the double wide, my man.
Fire it up. Hey, everybody. Frank Bassett and Brendan Sweeney joining you live from Santee, South Carolina. We're at Clark's. Just finished dinner. First day of the Santee Four Ball Winter Classic. And it was a great day, Brendan. We had a lot of fun.
I tell you what, it was a pleasure actually watching you play golf.
Well,
I've played golf with you a lot. I've never seen you play golf the way you played today. And you've seen me play golf the way I play today way too many times.
We did have a good time. We thought our team was doing pretty good. And we had a bunch of birdies. But
no, you hit a bunch of birdies.
Well, whatever.
And I lost a half a dozen balls.
Well, no, you lost over a dozen, but that's beside the point.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you did. You lost a lot.
Well, the good news is we have a ball sponsor coming up, and we're going to be losing a lot of their balls quite soon.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's messing with their microphone. Who's doing that? Is that somebody doing that? It's okay.
It's okay. The rookie.
It's the rookie that's here. And guess what? We were in first place, we thought, as a team.
Because you carried the weight of the world in your shoulders.
I did not.
You and Steve. Steve Parks.
Steve's a hell of a player, too. But I will tell you that there was a team of sandbaggers, team number 9.
Did I say sandbaggers?
I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to. They weren't sandbaggers. They're just lying, stinking cheaters.
It's golf, my man.
That's cold.
But joining us right now, it's David Roper. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Man, where did that come from? What did you guys do to stroke us by 5? You're 5 strokes ahead of me.
Well, we played pretty bad for the first 6 or 7 holes. We just made pars on every hole. Couldn't make a birdie. And then we made the turn and got a few adult beverages. And then things seemed...
We call that swing oil, my man.
That's a tempo fluid. We went out on... got on 1, birdied 1. We had an eagle and a birdie on 2. I think it was the par 5.
There's 3 right there. Yeah.
So we.
So you're on your team. Who's the big stick, long drive guy? You?
No, not me. Actually, I'm the shortest one in the group.
Really?
Yeah. Got 3 guys that are caddies.
From Augusta.
That caddy at the National.
That's who and, we're having to play against.
The guys are. I had to get lucky yesterday to not lose a whole lot of money in the skins game that we had yesterday. I thought I was going to have to get gas fare home, but I made a few coming in. But these guys can play.
We do give appearance fees on Golf Talk America, by the way.
Thanks.
No, we don't.
I need.
We give disappearance fees.
But we hit a little hot streak. We got we went 8 under for 6 holes and. Gave 2 of them back on the way back. 3 of us 3-putted 1.
David, so average age on your team?
I'm the old guy at 63. We got a 62 and 260s.
So you guys are playing from the upfront tees.
Exactly.
And you shoot a 74 from the old man tees today, too.
Yeah, but...
Oh, well, wait a minute. What was this talk about, sandbaggers?
No, I'm not.
Run the show in your sandbag. I got it.
Just wait till tomorrow, man.
It's your show. I get it.
It's okay.
It's okay. It's our show.
It's okay. It actually belongs to the PGA Tour, but that's beside the point.
Well, I tell you what.
So what's in your bag? What are you hitting?
Titleist AP2s on the irons.
So pro irons. Okay, gotcha.
It's better to look good than it is to play good. So
it is.
I got the irons.
We always say dress in the 70s, talk in the 80s, and shoot whatever.
I'm with you. Got
driver.
Three of us have got the Epic driver.
The Epic.
Yeah.
Made Torch. By that company that we don't talk about because they don't sponsor us. Okay,
no, they'll be there soon.
Exactly. So I think there's three Epic drivers and a couple sets of TaylorMade irons in the
now,
group.
Now, did you leave your clubs at the course so we can have the head pro adjust the loft and lie tonight for you?
I fully expect that and Vaseline on the grips. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's a hell of a round of golf.
But I tell you what, I grew up in Chicago.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a good thing. But in 1985, the Chicago Bears went absolutely crazy.
That's okay. There you go.
But one of my favorite players and a true sports god in Chicago, number 72, William the Refrigerator Perry, is from your hometown. Him and Michael Dean, his brother.
Yep.
Where are you from?
Aiken.
Aiken. Well, I grew up in the mountains in North Carolina, but we retired in Aiken, so.
It's a nice place.
Good stuff, but I mean, how's the fridge doing?
I thought he was from Mississippi.
No, he's from Aiken, South Carolina.
Is he really?
Went to Clemson.
Yeah.
He went to where?
Clemson University.
Where's that school? They've got a lake. Auburn doesn't.
Yeah, and I'm a daughter there, by the way.
I know you do.
And I have some really cool shoes.
Let me tell you,
FootJoy, by the way.
FootJoy, yeah. Let me, David, tell you a quick story. His daughter is a freshman at Clemson. So
bust
we're
your
on the phone a couple
right
of days ago.
Now.
I know. A couple of days ago, we're talking on the phone. We're all on our way here for the tournament. And Brendan says, I told my daughter, I said, do you want to go to the championship? I'm buying all your friends tickets, whoever you want to go.
We're going to put you up in downtown Atlanta. No, Charlotte.
I mean, Charlotte, excuse me. And set you up, whatever you kids want, it's on Dad. And she said, well, Dad, I'd love to, but I have a chemistry test Monday, so I really can't do that.
Oh, I got to call her. She'll see where her test went.
So I immediately said back to Brendan and I said, have you checked the DNA? That's obviously not your child.
I was saying, she must take after her mother.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
In looks and in talent.
God bless her.
Absolutely. So, but, I mean, how's the fridge, like, revered in Aiken?
The fridge, I don't know in Aiken because I haven't lived there that long, but there's a lot of Clemson fans. But he was legendary. I mean, he was always had a smile on his face, and everybody liked to see him run the ball. So.
Yeah, he's about your age, too, isn't he?
Little younger than me.
That was nice.
Not much.
Little younger than me.
So what do you think so far? Is this your first time at Santee?
Yes, it is. Never really had the chance. I guess I had the chance to come in the past, but kind of like it. The hospitality has been absolutely fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe there's as few of people playing in the tournament because I just happened to get an email blast from it to find out about it.
Yeah.
And I called the guys and I said, you know, if you're not working or whatever, I said, this is an incredibly great deal. In fact, we were sitting at the table just trying to figure up how much money we got in a tee package and what it was worth. And
yeah. The tour edge, the shoes.
It was worth more than your entry fee.
And we came to that conclusion. I said, plus we got two nights and, nice lodging, some great meals. And they said we had to go. So
let me ask you this. How do you guys play in the rain? How do you like bad weather?
We're going to find out in the morning, I guess.
He's not giving away a thing, is he? He's just not giving me anything.
What would you like?
I'd like for you to probably shoot 7 over tomorrow.
That's beside the point.
My partners would not like that. So.
No. Now tell us about your partners.
All of them have been in some form or another in the golf business. Kenny is... like one of the senior guys at Augusta. He's been a regular caddy for Eddie forever. He's got a regular group of members that he caddies for.
Okay.
And those stories never leave the grounds.
Nope.
All I can say is I've heard a few good ones. Glenn, he has his own business in Aiken, but he also caddies out there on a part-time basis. He actually is getting probably 3 to 4 days a week out there right now in this Christmas season. Billy's a former golf professional from way back in the Orville White, Jim Furee, Purvis Furee era.
Sure, sure.
And he's a member at Woodside, and I'm a member at Woodside.
Okay.
And so I kind of got in touch with Billy. I said, can you round up a couple more? And these guys, you know, they called in and took their names off the caddy sheet for a few days at the National, which I don't know if I'd have done that, but to come play. So, and then we were just talking about what a great deal is and how nice we've been treated.
Well, I've got to tell you, since you're very familiar, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on the course some, mm-hmm. but we're at the Masters every year. We
yep.
do, of course, PGA Tour Radio there, but we do Golf Talk America also from the Azalea House right
yes.
down the hill.
Yep.
And we'll be up the hill this next year at another house also. So the boys have got to stop by and say hi to us and come on the air there.
We will.
During the Masters.
They have some pretty special jobs during the Masters. I probably don't need to divulge it, but
no,
you know, they, you know.
I kind of know what to do.
Yeah.
And, I think I know.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
You got it. But,
yeah, off the air.
But I'm sure they'll come by.
Yeah. It'll be great. Well, listen. Great playing today.
Thank you.
David, great job. Look forward to competing with you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And you
great
know,
neighbors, by the way. He's right next to us in our lovely townhouse.
Oh, you're next door to us.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So you had kept us up last night.
Well, we're going to do worse tonight then. it's going to be bad.
He was tweaking my ear so bad last night.
That's right.
You came in late. I went home and went to bed early. Brendan was at Pedro's.
I tell you what.
Until late. You closed Pedro's down last night.
He tried to reel me in at Pedro's in the parking lot. I saw him.
Yeah, he
had the hook out. He didn't
yeah, this boy's serious about it. One of my best friends in the world. I love
it
him
was.
Like a brother.
It was.
Brendan Sweeney.
The taste of triple sec still runs deep in my snout.
Well, I will tell you, sir, Mr. Roper, it's a pleasure. Look forward to playing with you tomorrow.
Same.
And it's going to be fun. No matter what, it's always fun. And all the best, and let's see what happens tomorrow.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All Thank
right,
you
gentlemen.
So
David
much.
Roper from
David
Aiken,
Roper,
South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Brendan, we got our work cut out for us tomorrow because you boys are playing in another group.
James and I.
But we're playing his whole team.
He's going to feel 200 pounds of a lot of weight on his back tomorrow.
Lord have mercy.
But
Steve.
I tell you what, the best thing that ever happened today is you with James. He hooked you up with that title's driver.
Well, don't say name brands.
Okay, that other driver.
This is sponsored by Exotics, and Exotics makes some great clubs.
Yeah, they haven't stroked the check yet. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah, where's our check? Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, anyway, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more from Santee, South Carolina, the Santee Four Ball Winter Classic. Brendan.
Located at exit 98 on I-95, heading southbound to Georgia.
And guess what it is?
It's America's second best golf destination.
It's not deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest. Don't go away, everybody. You're listening to Golf Talk America. There's that music. Anytime I hear that music, I know that the blenders are going and the frozen margaritas are ready. What are you doing, big boy? There she goes. This place is absolutely crazy tonight. We're live in Santee, South Carolina for the first annual, the inaugural Winter Four Ball Classic.
Exit 98.
But who we have with us right now is our new good friend. We've met this trip. Great guy. He's been a fabulous host. And, Todd Miller. He's the
from Peoria, Illinois.
General manager, director of golf, he head professional, runs the whole show here. Welcome
at Cooper, Santee Cooper.
Yeah,
we're glad to have you guys in town.
It's good to have you, and thank you so much at the outset for all the hospitality, the great food, the fun last night at your pavilion, and your new villas that you have right there on Lake Marion Golf Club, which are absolutely gorgeous. You put Brendan and I up in a brand new one, and he's yet to turn the water off during the day, or turn the lights off. He leaves the fan on, the TV on, so the electricity bill's on him.
Yeah, the air conditioner was set at 67, I think.
64.
We went in and checked it this morning. So.
It was great. We had mushrooms growing in the bathroom. It was great.
It was incredible.
So tell us about how Santee came involved. I mean, you've been here for, 15 years? And
I've been here for 19 years this fall. Yeah.
It's cool. So you have guys coming down from all over the United States, or primarily the East Coast. you have guys that are coming back. I was talking to a guy in the parking lot last night. 35 years, their group has been coming down. But you have a lot of buddy trips that are coming
down. Yeah, I was going to tell you about a group we've had coming down from Canada, and this year will be their 36th year when they come and see us in March.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's way cool.
That's incredible.
Tells us we must be doing something right.
You're doing a lot right here, and that's not just because we're here. But this has been a huge surprise for Brendan and myself, too, because we've gone up and down 95 past here forever and never even thought. But we've got to get the word out, and we're going to do that on Golf Talk America on PGAtour.com. For our listeners, they need to check this place out. The website to come to here is
www.santeecoopergolf.com.
Santee Cooper Golf, S-A-N-T-E-E, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R. G-O-L-F, I went to Ole Miss, .com.
you spit that out very well, sir.
That was good.
You said her once.
That was good. You know, we were playing so well today.
No, you were playing so well today.
Well, he came out and started watching us, and I went to poop in a handbag for a couple of holes.
Yeah, you double went bogey in there, I think. Absolutely. I witnessed, so.
Yeah.
And I lost the ball, and our partner Steve lost the ball when you guys showed up.
I tried to help find it. I didn't hit it.
Yeah, but
I couldn't find it.
After two rattlesnakes, three copperheads.
That's great, though.
Yeah, we got the hint when you send us on a beer run to get away from you.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N. That's a beer run. That's how we do it.
No,
so well.
I was having a great round of golf, and it was a lot of fun. And it's easy to have a great round of golf on a golf course that's as well maintained as this course is. It's easy to do.
Well, Santee National is great, but we played Santee Cooper. And we
Santee
played
Cooper,
Lake Marion.
Yeah.
Lake Marion 2 days. I mean, I am truly shocked. Not shocked, but
no,
impressed.
No, you're in awe. I am too.
It's cool. But the cool thing about this place is, you know, the golf is great and the facility is great, but the people are what make it work.
That's exactly right.
And everybody that we've met in this town has been so friendly and so...
Well, tell us about your staff.
Well, most of our staffs, and this goes with all the properties, whether it be the motels or the golf courses, but we've had people that have worked for us for a long time. You know, they enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy interacting with the customers. They enjoy seeing the same faces come back year after year. When they're calling us by name and we're calling them by name, you know, it feels good.
When we check in next year, they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, we're full.
Hey, we say there's a lot of options for other hotel rooms, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of options. Now, the Lake Marion Golf Course is it's a little tougher than the course we played today. It's a little tighter, I think.
Everybody has a different opinion, but I think it's got a little bit more
character.
You got to be a little more careful off the tee. Yeah, and then definitely Santee Cooper with the dog legs and a little bit tighter corners and more tree-lined fairways. So we've got basically three different options, so you don't feel like you're playing the same thing every day.
Yeah.
So you and Tom Henderson have the duty of putting together all the scores for this event. We're in second place.
We thought we were in first place until the sandbagger. I mean, those nice gentlemen from Augusta.
Aiken,
the whole
South
caddy
Carolina.
Contingent from Augusta's here, right? So
right.
we got
yeah. I'm not
three
sure
caddy.
How they got in there.
Jeez.
It's our first event.
You know what? I saw a dump truck with sand in it and 16 people loading the bags for them. Come on.
It's all good.
it's all good.
But
tomorrow you get to look them in the eye a little bit.
Oh, we're going to have a little fun. Oh, yeah.
But you do a lot of buddy trips. I mean, this is a buddy trip destination type.
Totally a buddy trip, yeah.
So, like, putting together score sheets and putting together, like, different venues and doing different games and doing, you know, hospitality and doing a cookout. Tell us about if we want to come down here with our buddies, you know, if I have a buddy that's, you know, up in New York, I'm in Florida, I have someone that's over in Atlanta, we all meet here in Santee. What's a typical buddy trip like?
Well, that's the beauty of us, is that we're right in the middle of everywhere. So, yeah, when you get spread out from your friends and family, then you can use us as a central meeting point. And we do everything. We have lots of couples. We have groups of four ladies even playing in our event this year. The guy buddy trip is the meat and butter. So, you know, you call us, you tell us what you want to do, and we make it happen.
What kind of price points are we looking at?
Obviously, it goes up and down through the year, but for the worst-case scenario in prime time, which would be March through June, looking at about $110 a day. That gets you golf, lodging, food, breakfast in the morning, and depending on what night you're here, you get a cookout in the evening.
So wait, for $110 a day, is beer free?
No.
On the cookout, it is not.
It is
for the unlimited trip, like we did.
Whoa, you don't want Brendan Sweeney here.
Yeah.
Lord,
so far we haven't had to stop a particular individual yet or a group, but
well, last night was fun.
In our cookouts, yeah.
That new pavilion that you built there, the swimming pool, it was
very
great.
Very similar to what we do two times a week. During
the breakfast today was fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs.
Tracy and her ladies take good care of you, I hope.
Everybody takes good care of us here. It's those new villas that you have that you put us up in.
Right.
How many villas do you have?
The townhouses.
We have 24 villas that we built in 2005 and have refinished them multiple times over. And then right about this time last year, we opened up 10 more townhouses. And the advantage of them is that they're all walk-in on single-story. You don't have to go up any steps. Some two people got to go upstairs to go
Love
to bed,
it.
But other than that, you don't have to tote clubs and equipment.
Yeah, we're looking
up and downstairs.
Up at French Lake, we want to do that. We have a hunk of property up top. We want to put another 9 holes in and then put a complex like that. So yeah. We may do a visit down here and check out your place again.
Best thing we ever did was put them in the complex.
And bring them up to your place.
Yeah, our doors are open, my man.
Yeah. Great. Anytime. Let's get
bring
them up
Ms.
there and
Penny
play some
up.
Golf.
We would love it.
We'll bring the crew from Pedro's up as well.
There we go.
Oh, hey, Lord.
We'll bring all of Santita.
Oh, Lord.
How many people live in Santee?
Somewhere around 700 is our population.
Yeah, we'll get 10 buses, get them on there, throw them on.
It's incredible here.
We got three golf courses, three liquor stores, a bunch of good restaurants. So
how many gas stations
are
in town? A dozen?
Gosh, yeah, probably a dozen. Yeah. We're basically a grown-up stop off the interstate, and we have three great golf courses and some people that like to have
And the largest green grass purveyor of FootJoy.
Oh, yeah, we'll sell you some golf shoes now.
So tell us about the FootJoy deal you got.
Well, we included FootJoy, a pair of everybody that played in the event this week got a brand new pair of shoes.
Well, you got to pick them, but you got to pick them out.
You got to
what you wanted.
You got to pick them out of our basic inventory. We didn't have to special order and bring them in. We have roughly 3,000 pairs of shoes in there for men and ladies that you can choose from. And, yeah, we're the largest green grass, golf course only pro shop, basically, for selling FootJoy and or shoes in the Carolinas.
How many pairs of shoes you go through about a year?
Our goal this year was 4,000.
4,000 pairs of shoes.
Selling 4,000 shoes.
Now you're also the largest Tour Edge exotics dealer.
Correct. Other than the big box stores, as far as grass courses,
but your green grass, so you can get fitted. You have a great repair shop, and your guys there can fit everybody to the club. Adjust them, whatever they need to do.
We take great pride in anything you need golf and or hospitality-wise, food. And if your putter has an accident on the front nine and you need to bring it in and it got disciplined, then
my putter didn't today, and you saw it, but my hybrid almost got disciplined.
Yeah, it might have deserved some. So
yeah, it did.
We could have had that fixed up and ready for you to go on your round.
If I'd hit
the morning,
Tour Edge instead of the Brand X, then it might have been different.
Yes, the other brand didn't treat you well.
It did not. Yeah. It jumped.
I tell you, we're here right now with Todd Miller, the pride and joy of Illinois, Augustana College from Peoria via Santee, South Carolina.
I've got to ask you, Brendan Sweeney, is every time you and I do the show together,
right,
is everybody from Illinois? Because
anybody that matters.
Yeah, just the good
I
people.
I mean, everybody. Nobody's from Mississippi, Alabama, from God's country, Arkansas, Tennessee.
I guess you could argue if it's so great, why do we leave? But
and they come
show.
To Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas.
Other than the 4 months of winter, I wouldn't have left either. But
no,
it is cold up there. It is cold.
Well, I tell you what, thank you
Todd,
so much.
Thank you so much
for your
being
hospitality,
with us.
Yeah.
Guys. It's we can't thank you enough for what you've done and being here, and it's been an absolute treat.
Well, don't
know you better. So.
Don't be a stranger to us because you got a telephone. You can always call into the show.
We'll see you at the PGA show.
We'll see you at the PGA merchandise show. You need to come on the stage.
We'll get
us.
You on the show with us at the PGA.
Yes,
that'll be some fun stuff.
Same all right, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Miller.
Todd Miller.
All right.
Yep, there it is. All right. Well, Brendan, what do you think?
I think
we got to put this puppy to bed.
No, we need to talk to Schott Schuller.
Why?
Because he's the Titanic Thompson of.
Well, Schott's had one or two shots too many, I think, in the bar.
Well,
I talked to him
better.
A minute ago.
Let's go.
Schott.
Let's go. We've got to get Miss Kitty on, too.
Well, she doesn't want to come on. So maybe we'll do it another time, bring him in on the phone. We're running, like, long here, you know?
All right. Well, tomorrow's going to be a great day.
It is going to be. We don't have to go out right now. We need to talk about two or three other things for housekeeping for the PGA Tour. Don't you think?
Yes, you got it.
So
the boss.
Let's talk about the PGA Tour. What's going on this week?
We got the little fun going on in Naples, Florida.
It is. It's in Naples. It's a little pairing group. What? Name it. Oh, come on. Look it up. Look it up. Come on. It used to be the Shark Shootout. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Come on. Look at that iPad.
It's your show.
He's scrambling. No, actually, Tim Matthews is our main host. And, Tim, we love you, pal. We're sorry that you're not with us. But we had some internet issues here, and we couldn't really connect with you. And so, sorry. But this week.
You're doing great.
Brendan's going good. I'm vamping.
But, oh, I should have asked Todd about the Patriot Folds of Honor.
Well, the Patriot, they are one of the biggest Patriot Golf Days
in South Carolina.
In South Carolina, yeah.
And the Carolina.
Do you know who the former governor of South Carolina was?
Yeah, Nikki.
Nikki
Haley.
Nikki Haley. She's now what?
The Secretary of State Defense. No, I'm close.
You're
not
even close.
She's good looking, though.
She's a great lady. The ambassador, our ambassador to the United Nations.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley.
She's got her plate full.
She does.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she does. She's got a lot of work to do. So this week on the PGA Tour, everybody, check it out. You can
catch it. That'd be the QBE Shootout.
QBE Shootout. There you go. You can check it out on PGAtour.com and look for audio and video on PGAtour.com. Our site is fabulous. Go down through the site. Check out the podcast. Mark Immelman does On the Mark. John Swantek does Talk of the Tour. And as always, you can always get all of the PGA Tour play-by-play on PGAtour.com live. So if you don't have SiriusXM, bring it up on your iPad, iPhone, and Android app. Bring it up on your computer. Don't let your boss see it if you're doing it in the office. But just have a good time with it. So there you go.
Live from exit 98 on South Carolina's finest highway, exit 90 or I-95.
It's 0995, yeah. Yep. Santee. This is the first annual Santee.
Inaugural.
Four-ball Winter Classic. Inaugural Winter Classic. We've had a good time here, Brendan. It's fun being here. We're going to play tomorrow, see if we can beat this, win this thing.
Then I jump on I take a right-hand turn and head south to Orlando, Florida.
I head back to Nashville, and then I have to head down to the Gulf Coast to, unfortunately, visit one of my great friends, Alan Brees. If you're listening, I love you. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. His father passed away, and my lovely mother-in-law now is in the hospital. So
my thoughts and prayers to
Granny. She's incredible. Mrs. Brizendine, you are the best. We love you. So Brendan Sweeney, French Lick Resort.
Frank Bassett, Golf Talk America.
Thank you so much, pal. You're always the best, and we have a lot of fun together.
Hey,
let's do this more.
Frank Bassett.
What do you think?
74 today. Great round. Did you hear those dogs barking in the house?
I did. I said, Bubba done treat him a coon. The dog had a coon in the trees. Hey, everybody. We love every one of you. Thanks for listening. Tune in all the time. www.pgatour.com/podcast. Golf Talk America. Thanks a lot. See you soon.